Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Bean. I'll start off the show with a song. That's a song that's being offered to test for yourself, to connect with the real universes, the real universal guides. If a person sings it for 15 minutes before they go to sleep each night, and maybe 15 minutes when they wake up in the morning, and see what life shows you, whether it's in your dreams or while you're awake. This is for you, whoever the all is decided to give the opportunity to hear these words, this guidance to the new presentation. Today I'll read some definitions that are in New Book 6 of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer, Your Dream Visions. The new books are available at lulu.com, and you can get PDFs if you get a hold of Kelsey Lynn Brown on Facebook or YouTube or Skype, or if you're looking, you'll be able to find her. The gods of man. These entities are the governors, the lords and rulers within the two heavens of man that most of the unaware keep thinking is the true reality. These creatures oversee the dualistic powers of good and bad, and they do not promote the real connection, the sound light reality of the all is. These gods are also known as the space gods, as their job is to make sure all souls stay unaware of the real universes of real freedom and pure light. The two heavens of man, the astral and the mental worlds above the physical realm. Wonderful places to visit. But without the real guides, one will be returning for more lifetimes of searching for the real light of the is. The round worlds, the lowest order of life on small and insignificant rocks in black space, unaware humans think of as life, but are actually a place in life for educational experiences like prisons for captives. The rep systems, religious, educational, political, and social systems that have been established by the whims of the human mind. Because these systems use the best resources, they have the best fronts to present to the unaware public. It is for sure an honest mistake most people are making, but one of choice. The Kalam God, the Lord God of all the followers of the belief systems on earth and up to the mental worlds. His identity will differ from faith to faith, but they are all still him. He is the three-headed God with the faces of benevolence, fear, and influence. Jehovah, brother of the Kalam God, ruler and god of the astral worlds. He is a little bit nicer than his brother, the authoritarians and brutalitarians. These people, the rep systems, and their contrived agencies are the taskmasters for the gods of man on earth. They make all the rules and regulations to make sure all the unaware humans stay asleep to the true reality and never escape the drudgery of reincarnation and karma and their 9-to-5 boring jobs. In our modern society, these offenders burden people as slaves to paperwork as one way to keep them confused along with all the worthless political issues of the day. These stinkers especially love people who are couch potatoes. Tap lines. These are the unseen connections made by the dark forces and their buddies to control unsuspecting souls who rely on their ignorant position of looking to the rep systems for their livelihood. Dream Arena. This is usually a person's own dream worlds and their decided areas of experience besides their physical life. The Lords of Karma, assigned to make sure each unaware soul gets their due rewards and punishments in the three lower levels. Spiritual, a term widely used for eons as the identifying label as something divine. And so it is with those who practice all the religious, occult, and various psychic sciences. It has nothing to do with the true reality nor the real universal guides. The real guides do not recognize the shortcomings of what humans have invented and look to as something real. The universal guides provide what is real now. Soul. Those lost and unaware individuals who are originally from the true reality. Until one becomes new with the real connection, they will continue to recycle into new bodies unconsciously until one meets the real universal guides. Belief, faith, and hope. These three are the trinity of the rep systems who have established these ideas firmly in the subconscious of their followers for lifetimes. They only apply to the first three levels of life and do not exist in the real universes where there is only real truth and real freedom, the all is. Human history. The events of the past that all of us have been through and lived before. When our present human history of this earth is looked at closely, it is seen that many of the largest establishments of today were directly from conflicts and takeovers that have now become commonplace. The decisions that were made way back when are now what most people are living. That's some of the definitions of some of the words used in the new books by Dwayne the Great Writer. This is a warning. It's being given to those that are being given the opportunity to test for themselves the new song, New You, and read the new books and study the new books and see if you can earn your way out of these psych realms, which are the physical, the astral, the causal, the mental, the etheric, and then the real guides escort a person through what's called the deep dark border, the dividing line between the psych realms and the real universes, where there's real freedom and real love. Not this implied freedom we think is freedom on Earth and the emotional love that we think is love here on Earth. It's an opportunity to find out for yourself. There's no coincidences. So, but Dwayne has Skype groups and Zoom groups that you can become involved with. There's projects in development that you can become involved with for doing for all, whether it's planting trees and making rainforests where there isn't any at the present, or cleaning the oceans up, or helping to provide good water for those that don't have it on this earth. And so this opportunity to become involved with the new presentation, the wonderful worldwide educators, is being offered to some on Earth right now. And we don't know if it's going to be offered again. So the opportunity is here to test for yourself, see what life shows you. I'll read a little bit of the new book, Six, Your Dream Visions by Dwayne, the great writer, so you get a little idea about what's in this adventurous series by Dwayne, the great writer. One stands back and watches all that is taking place on this world. It is not hard to see the forces each person decides will enter their life, as it does their dream visions. Because each of us must live our lives here, we also decide how our life will be. And so what most people have is a very limited arena to choose from. And that is why I am here. I have been to the gods of man and seen their operations from the inside, and I know from experience what they are doing. They are a particular way, just like the wild beasts that roam the jungles, who are nice to their own kind for the most part. But when something that looks good for dinner comes along, and their attitude changes. When a person understands the forces they are dealing with, then they can make better choices and learn to rise above the drama like a bird in flight. The basic idea of humans is they walk on the ground and all else is a mystery. Because the belief systems have told people their gods are a mystery. And as people believe it to be so, then they have accepted the influence as their way of life and are stuck with her until they decide different. Just like all the ingredients in a cake, it takes the emotional ideas that are charismatically presented to seal the deal for those wanting to be with the influence. The average person mainly thinks in terms of their personal life and not much more. They are limited by their upbringing and wanting to be accepted into the social order like everyone else. They may belong to some idealistic group, such as a religion, metaphysics, meditation, yoga, or any one of the numerous invented creations on the planet today. And so their dream visions will imply and be influenced by their connection to these groups and programs. Donald Trump, Tony Robbins, Martha Stewart, Oprah, and hordes of other icons like them have created great empires to be admired and are worshipped by millions. But these people have no way out of the three lower levels. They imply great business plans, but what they are offering does not surpass the realms of Maya. What is not seen on the surface are the tap lines that are placed within the various bodies of people, like the malware in one's computer. These tap lines serve the purpose of those who put them there, just as Neo had in the movie, The Matrix. It is the same with all the little microscopic germs all of us carry around and are in the air. We do not see them, yet we know they are there. But for the most part, many do not want to believe they exist. Most of life is always unseen and hidden. And so to compensate for this unawareness, people use their minds and decide what they think life is to be. And as it comes out different than what they thought, they simply pretend it isn't so. Just like global warming that has been taking place for the longest time, and how most people want to deny it so they can continue as they always have with their personal life. But now the public is very aware of it, and as it has become overly confirmed to them. This is how most people are. Instead of exploring life to see the bigger picture, they mainly hide from the reality of their present situations, even though they think otherwise. All of us are experiencing this world and the various and vast implications of it. Our modern society has produced an endless amount of fantastic phenomena for everyone to experience. Yet none of it has anything to do with real freedom. There is no answer to life with science, only physical applications. People do have the freedom to do what they want. And so again, in their minds, they look at the choices they are making as the only freedom there is and can ever be. No wonder most people cannot understand their dream visions, nor do they want to. They are too busy checking their cell phones and looking for the next thrill as the inventors bring their goodies to the public. Again, it is not a matter of changing anything here, but becoming more aware in the true sense and adding to our existing experiences. The new man and the real universal guides are constantly providing more opportunities and making it fun. When I was a member of Paul's original teaching, then it became the corporation after Paul left. I was being shown the tap lines that were put into the membership on the astral level without their consent, or them being aware of what was taking place. A very suspect fellow that headed spiritual services is one of the culprits. I was constantly being shown by Rebazar and Paul what was taking place at what I now call the corporation. The president of the corporation, under crony, along with all the board members, are involved as well. Just like Durwood and John Roger Hiccups, it's all about the money and control. The same is true of Gerald, who is under the direction of crony, because Gerald is the puppy dog who gets his instructions from her. Gerald was at the passing of the rod of power in 2001, but does not have the courage to admit it. He is hiding, just like all those who are under him, along with his Joni. Rebazar Tars and the real guides do not recognize the corporation as anything, nor do they back what is taking place there. If a person wants real answers, then they should ask to be shown as they lay their body down at night, and the real guides will show them who all the false headmasters are. Gerald, Durwood, John Roger, and multitudes of others use the same negative psychic stunts to keep their people emotionally tied to them as worshipers. The rep systems do the same, as they have millions connected to their programs from the lower astral realm with their tap lines. Unless a person is with the real guidance, then it would be best to belong to nothing at all. Even so, many of the nonprofit organizations that look so good are not what they really seem. Check them out to see if they will guide a person to real freedom during this lifetime. My dream adventures and dream visions have been super extensive this lifetime because of how I have applied myself with the real guides. There are many paths and teachings on this planet, and most people always look to what is popular. And some of those who are providing answers are sincere and do have a grasp of a particular truth. But if they cannot take a person to the real universes and give them real freedom, then what good are they in the long run? When a person does not dream or even know that the possibility exists, then what do they really have but a temporary physical existence only, a one-dimensional life with nowhere else to go? This area of life is one-dimensional, even though the scientific community says it is three-dimensional and possibly four. Past lives play a big part in what takes place in a person's dream visions, or may not take place at all. Because all of us have come from a succession of seemingly endless lifetimes to this very moment, there is so much more to us than we see on the surface. All of us are the sum total of our experiences, as each lifetime is an addition to all we have come to know. A person's dreams display a huge variety of events that one is not usually consciously relating to in their personal life. The average person is usually looking for a relationship, as they see the whole world seems to be based upon the boy meets girl scenario. Of course, the mating of the two sexes is part of this life, but there is so much more. Many relationships entail their own drama, and so when this does occur, and if it prolongs itself, then the parties involved are once again under the lords of karma and must continue to repeat more lifetimes until they have adjusted themselves. As the parties come into future lives, they have forgotten who they were and so they are given the opportunity to forget what took place many years ago. Even though these people have new bodies and new minds, they have taken on here for more episodes, they will still retain the emotional ideas and psych energy within their etheric body because they have made it part of their makeup. An example of this is two people I taught for more than 20 years in one of my classes. Stan and Jace were not your ordinary couple. He was a 6'4" black man from the darkest part of who knows where. And Miss Jace was a 5'2" white gal from your typical American family. These two had been together for lifetimes, as they were still working out their personal drama and still together. While I was teaching the classes in the early days of our meetings, they both discovered through their dream visions with the real guides, they had experienced lifetimes of drama together. In this life, Stan's position was of an immature emotional poutiness, mixed with a lot of hostility and brutal anger. I really do sound like Dr. Phil here. Miss Jace was the total opposite. She was a fun-loving and always laughing person that really paid attention to detail. With the real guidance, they found out Miss Jace had done Big Stan in during their last lifetime. In other words, she killed him, and so he held on to all the emotional rage because of what she had done. And so, as they both return for more rounds, he is now huge and she is now small. So there is a big challenge for both of them. They both were in the marching band together in high school, and obviously lovers when they were young. At some point, they wanted to live the real and rugged life. So they took off for the state of Washington and lived in a cabin like the pioneers. Jace told me stories of all she went through, as some of the physical situations became very violent and brutal. No matter why she killed Stan in her previous life, she still had to go through the terror of what she had created. They were both in Washington when Mount St. Helens erupted. For them to be there, it was like a sign of what they were going through as the mountain erupted. At some point, while they were there, even with all the radical drama they were dancing with, they discovered Paul's teaching and started to go to classes locally. They were both ready to climb the mountain of the is during this life. As I met them years later when they moved to Orange County, they were both intent on what I was teaching them and would attend the classes all the time, except when there was a big disturbance between them. I really liked both of them and I would talk with them for hours on a weekly basis. Usually one on one, but the other one someplace else. They had a very good understanding of so much, yet the emotional drama continued. They would tell me how I would come into their dream visions and help sort things out at times because I was being trained to take on the rod of power. Stan was a seer in his own way, and we became the best of friends, as he was like my bodyguard, and I liked the ideas, it was fun. He, seeing as the time was approaching for the passing of the rod of power, and that I would be getting it soon as it was nearing 2001. Eventually, Stan and Miss Jace divorced, and then she soon found a neat guy who was my mailman for years, Mr. Pat. When Janice married Pat, they were perfect for each other and to this day must be living happily ever after, as I have not seen them since 2003. Anyhow, this is a great example of what a lot of us go through without our knowledge of what is really taking place. Now, I know Dr. Phil and Oprah look really good on the TV with all their great advice. But guess what? They have no idea of all that goes on within a person's real life from the real side. Theirs is a one-dimensional view that pleases the unaware audience they play to. Respectfully, they do have their part, but what they are offering will get a person very little in the long run because they are just faces of entertainment. When a person has real freedom, they then have access to everything, way more than any rich and popular movie star or politician, or even any of mankind's wonderfully dramatized historical figures. Again, all these little things are part of the one-dimensional world of the phenomenal ego and pleasure principle. All of us must go through the process, as we did when we were growing up and wore diapers. And so it is a matter of when a person will become aware, more aware, and explore their dream visions and connect with the real guides. That's a little book of a little bit of New Book 6, Your Dream Visions by Duane the Great Writer, of the Adventurous series that he's produced and is available. There's like 9 books in the Adventurous series that you can get through at lulu.com. So anyway, it's up to you to decide whether it's something for you to find out about or not. I guess I've said enough for today. So I'll end the show with the song. New you. See ya.